Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Victim or Victor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Victim is a word that is used a lot in our society today. And the word abuse, right? Abuse. You hear, there's all kinds of abuse. Physical abuse, mental abuse, emotional abuse, verbal abuse, list goes on. And don't misunderstand me, there are situations where people have abused people and hurt people. That's certainly bad and not right. But there's a whole lot of stuff that's called abuse that is not. People are just, they have a victim mentality. Somebody looks at them crossways and they go, "You abusing me." And in today's society, people have no concept of correction or reproof, much less a rebuke. The Lord said this to me years ago. I'd never thought of it. He said, if I'd lived in your time, some people would have accused me of verbal abuse. Would they have? I lost some folks right there, didn't I? Well, just stay with me, see if it's true or not. You know, Peter and the disciples in the boat. And the storm comes. They see Jesus walking on the water. You remember that? Peter said, "Lord, if that's you, bid me come." He said, "Come on." He got out of the boat, walked on the water, began to go to Jesus. Got to looking at the wind and waves. Started sinking, said, "Oh, help me." And Jesus got him. And what did Jesus say to him? "Where's your faith? Why did you doubt?" How many know sometimes Jesus corrected people? He looked at a group he had in one service one day. He said, "You bunch of snakes. How are you going to miss hell? You comb the earth to make converts. And when you find one, you make him twice the son of hell that you are." Am I quoting scripture or not? How many, a lot of folk today would go, "Hoo-hoo, he's abusing me." Peter, if he'd have been like a lot of folks, the next day he'd have been at his therapist's office. And he'd have said, I've had it. We've been there for him. We left everything. And he needed something, I was there for him. And did anybody else get out of the boat? I don't think so. I didn't see nobody else coming out of the boat. I walked on the water. Me and Jesus. You know anybody else? I walked on the water. And did he say, "Good job, Peter"? Did he say, "What faith?" He said, "Where's your faith?" I've had it. I can't take this. But that is a victim mentality. Now listen to me, friends. Listen. So many people want to talk about strong anointings. They want to talk about reaching their ultimate place in God. You will not reach it if you can't take some correction. And if you can't take a rebuke. Rebukes are not fun. Did you hear me? They're not fun. But sometimes you need it. Did you hear me? When I was 8, 9, 10 years old, I used to get beat up at school. There was a kind of a feud going on. between my family and another family. And it was just me and my little brother, 3 years younger, and I wasn't very big, of course, you know, what, 8, 9 years old. And then there were 7 of these other boys, and they were all much older and much bigger. So I got, you know, I come in from home, my lip busted, my nose busted. I mean, 3 of them would hold me down the back of the bus while the other 2 worked on me. And my dad, he kept seeing me come in beat up. And he said, "Boy, we got to do something with you." So they put me in a school of martial arts. And this was old school. We practiced concrete floors and no pads. And you couldn't lean up against the wall. You couldn't talk. I mean, it was very, very disciplined. And the instructor, he'd come by. He was trained by the great-great-grandson of the founder from Okinawa. Now, he was very, I mean, he was strict, strict, strict. And they'd come by and they'd tell you, you know, correct that stance. Do this. Put your shoulders here. Do this. They'd tell you twice. And next time, you'd just feel a foot as you hit the floor. Boom. And you're supposed to jump up and say, "Thank you, sir." Why? Because they have corrected you. Because you were making some mistakes and you weren't learning through verbal instruction. So they were kind enough to give you something stronger. And that was standard response. "Thank you, sir." Amen. Why? Because they've corrected me and I needed some correction. Amen. Now, I understand we live in a world that doesn't think like that at all. Right. They think, "Oh, whoo, they was abusing you, Brother Keith." No, they wasn't abusing me. Helped me. I said it helped me. Yeah. A lot of stuff I learned there, I use on the devil all the time. Amen. Just basics of disciplining. Being, you know, not letting your flesh and your feelings rule you. I know one time I was fighting a boy that's much older than me, much bigger. He kicked me in the ribs, fractured a rib. Man, it hurt. I went down like a sack of potatoes. This guy was, he was a foot taller than me, and the instructor came to me and he said, "Don't show him your pain." I thought, "How you do that?" "I'm hurting, man." He said, "If you do, it will encourage." He said, "You either quit and sit down, or if you're going to fight, don't let him see that he hurt you." Because have you ever seen boxing? Somebody get an eye cut. What happens now? That is, it's like you painted a bullseye on that, right? The guy's going for that eye. He's going to try to close it. He knew if I'm holding that rib, that guy's going to go, That's the spot. And so I've learned in life, if the enemy is able to get something in on you, you know, I later on, I grew and developed. In fact, one time a guy hit me in the mouth. Man, he put everything he had into it. I mean, I couldn't see. I mean, you ever been hit in the face hard? But you can't see. I mean, but I just shook my head and I grinned. I said, "Is that all? Come on." And I just saw the, now I didn't feel that way, but I saw the look in his face. He was like, "That was my best shot." You know, and it discouraged him and he was scared. And I was in good shape at that point. The enemy's that way. Even if he's able to get something in on you, you must not fall over to the side and go, "Oh, he hit me. Oh, y'all pray for me. The devil's hurt my side. He hurt my side." I'm telling you, the devil will notify every demon within 3 counties of you about that spot in your life. What do you got to do? I mean, even if he got you good, busted your nose, you go, "Is that it? Is that all you got? Let me tell you again, I got the greater one living inside of me. You are nothing beside of him." That's the spirit of victory. The falling on the side and crying and feeling sorry for yourself will cause you to lose. "They hurt me." A sufferer. A victim. A casualty. The last synonym of victim is loser. Loser. If you're a victim, you're a loser. And see, notice the mentality of this. Why would you have a victim mentality? Victim mentality is helpless mentality. I'm helpless to do anything about it. I can't do anything about it. I'm helpless. Are you? Or does the greater one live inside you? If you're helpless, there's nothing you can do. People should feel sorry for you. When it comes to abuse, let's say you have been abused. Let's say you have legitimately, you've been hurt. I was visiting some people one time, and little boy, I think he's about 3 years old, he came over to my chair. He wanted to show me something. And he pulled up his knee, and he had had an accident. And he scraped this knee up and cut it. His mom had put this nice bandage on it and doctored it, you know. But he wanted me to see the actual injury. Yeah. And so he begins peeling off the bandage. And he took with it all the healing that had taken place in the last couple of days. And then that wasn't enough. He wanted me to see how deep it was. So he pulls it open so I can see. And what does he want me to say? Oh, that's a bad place. Well, you know, I'm kind of laughing because he's doing all this. And I wanted to stop him, but he was too quick for me. And while he was doing that, the Lord spoke to me. He said, that's why hurt Christians don't heal.
Amen. Yes.
Yes. I thought, why? You take somebody. They were hurt when they were a child. They were hurt when they were a teenager. They've been saved 30 years since that time and still got an injury. Something's wrong. I said, something's wrong. If you came in here today, you're going to show me, you know. You said, man, I had a bad wreck on my bike and I hurt my knee. I said, when was that? When I was 8. And how old are you now? 45. What would we say? You better go to the doctor, right? Something's wrong with you. You should have been healed up a long time ago. Now, friend, listen, it makes no difference how you were hurt. Maybe you were sexually abused. Maybe you were physically abused. Maybe you were mentally and emotionally abused. Not just so called, but you really were. Still, how many understand, you should not have a victim mentality years later. And you shouldn't have these deep wounds in your life years later. Can God heal you or not?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Be Victorious, Not a Victim, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R203A. That's R203A, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.